still think about prior commitments you've had at work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Howard Klein, professor of management and human resources at The Ohio State University, discusses the need for businesses to help employees feel good about moving on.
We all have many different commitments in the workplace, but even after those commitments end, they can still have influence on the way we think, feel, and act. Those lingering effects can be either positive or negative for both the individual and the organization. These prior or quandum commitments, quandum meaning that which once was, were examined in a study of 420 employees at three organizations, representing a wide variety of occupations and work settings. Employees were asked to describe a specific thing that they were previously committed to at work, as well as why they no longer had that commitment. The past commitments that employees mentioned included those to organizations, supervisors, workplace teams, projects, goals, and occupations. Some of the explanations provided mirror factors we know lead to developing commitments, but a number of unique explanations were also identified. Although the effects of quantum commitments can be positive or negative, our study revealed that many employees harbor negative feelings about those prior obligations. These feelings from those quantum commitments could make employees reluctant to fully commit to new projects, supervisors, or goals, hindering their performance and holding back their careers. These lingering effects are increasingly important because of the frequency with which people now change jobs and the increased percentage of the workforce that are contract or temporary workers. Even for employees that stay with the same organization, companies increasingly need to pivot quickly, which can require employees to change commitments just as fast. Given that workers need to more frequently form and forego commitments in today's workplace, organizations need to ensure people are committed to the right things for the right duration and also effectively manage the cessation of commitments and the potential carryover effects of those quantum commitments.
That was Howard Klein of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.